listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back here in the Dog Bowl on this Tuesday, normally a quiet day here in Berea. It's normally everybody's off day, except it is anything but quiet going on as we prepare to face the Cincinnati Bengals in a little over 48 hours from right now. Jason Gibbs, Nathan Zagura, 216-578-0850. You can also tweet at the show, at Browns_daily. A number of you have done that today. Iron Will tweets at the show, sure looks like the Browns should have played Johnny last game with Josh number two, then Josh healthy for Cincinnati. Now, well, dot, dot, dot. Well, let's see how the next 48 hours transpires. I think we should not underestimate Josh McCown. Guy might have broken ribs. Guy might be a total disaster right now of a body. But he, if anybody can get himself ready, it is that guy. And I would not bet against him starting on Thursday night. Pete Bellini tweets at us, I believe you guys, but the football side is failing. Watching Carr and Bridgewater succeed is just as hard as watching the Browns. Knowing how big a fan Nathan is of Teddy Bridgewater, we would agree with you a little bit on that. And watching Derek Carr and the job he's done. And by the way, he was a second-round pick last year. He wasn't even a first-round pick. Gulp. That being said, we are getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals. Thursday night football, national TV, and yesterday, had a chance to catch up with Marvin Lewis, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, get his thoughts as they get ready to face the Cleveland Browns in 48 hours from now.
What's the message to your team this week, short week, coming off of yesterday's game and turning everything around and getting ready for another game in 72 hours?
Well, I mean, it's part of the schedule. It's part of the plan we've had. And, we knew this is the way it's been laid out. So, that's how we've gone about it, and we have a division football game at home against a team last year that whooped our tails here.
Hey, Coach, what have you seen in Josh McCown so far on film that's impressed you this year?
Well, I think he's done a really good job of staying with what they want to do offensively, and he's delivering the ball to open guys. He's not throwing the ball into coverage. He's avoiding the rush. Biding his time, and he's making accurate throws. And obviously they've been very effective both on third down and in the red zone, him throwing the football.
Coach, when you look back to last year's game, there was a lot of talk about Andy Dalton 2.0, and I know he's taken a lot of grief for that. What a difference a year has made, right?
Well, we didn't play very well as a football team that night, and the quarterback gets the brunt of it. Last year, we lost the football game here, and we got to do better this time around.
Hey, Coach, are there obvious differences you see out of Andy this year than in the past?
Well, I think, I really believe that the people around Andy, our other players around Andy, have done an excellent job. Andy has had a great – that's part of his makeup is – he's pretty consistent all the time in how he does things. But literally, the other guys around him have made his job so much easier because he can count on them being where they belong all the time. And in order to play quarterback, you need that. You don't want to be in a situation where you're holding on to the football, wondering if guys are going to get to the right spots. He pretty much knows how things are going to work, and the guys, he can count on the guys being where they belong all the time.
Hey, Coach, obviously right now it looks like Joe Hayden and Dante Whitner are going to have to sit out this game with concussions. Is the A.J. Green-Joe Hayden matchup one that you view as one of the best battles that you see each year?
I think Joe Hayden's one of the best corners in the National Football League, and I thought that from the time he came in as a prospect. And obviously Dante Whitner is an excellent, excellent football player. And, those are two of the best players defensively in the NFL. And, I think any team, you're going to miss those guys no matter what. And it's important, those are important guys to a team, just like if we were, missing some of our guys. It's, But that's what, you know, the NFL is all about. We've got to move on and put the next guy up and go, and that's what good teams do.
I know every team wants to be 7-0. How do you keep that momentum going through the second half of the season?
Well, the thing that our guys have done, a fine job of, is each week has been a week, is a new week and a new opportunity. Each possession, each down, and that's the you know, and we want to continue to hold on to that. And these guys have been through the wars of the National Football League, the core group, for a while. So we just got to stay on that and don't alter from that and just stay the course, keep our eye on the target, put our head down and take care of each, you know, and enjoy the process, win the process, you know, day in and day out.
Hey, Coach, the Browns, the leading rusher for the Browns the other day was Josh McCown with his 18 yards, and they basically don't have much of a running game to speak of. Is that something that you guys are looking at them as a one-dimensional team? And also, what do you think of Duke Johnson?
Well, I think Duke Johnson is a fine player. You know, I think he's done an excellent job and made some big runs, throughout the preseason. I think he's not obviously had as many of those in the regular season, but he's still an excellent receiver of the football and a great young prospect. And, we've got to play, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to run their offense and we have to stop the run. We know it's something they're obviously, they're going to look to want to get going, and it's going to be important that we do stop and limit their gains in the running game.
You mentioned the Thursday night game last year was brought up already. Will you use that as motivation? Do you think that's something your players will focus on in the next couple
of motivation, days? It's just the focus of you got to get ready to play. You know, motivation is gone as soon as you get hit in the mouth. And, this is not, the emotion is gone from it. It's about preparation and being ready to play and understanding what's at stake. And we've got to do a much better job, be better prepared. I've got to do a better job with our players than I did a year ago, obviously, in that football game.
When you're showing your guys the film, are you finding enough examples to show them that this may be is a team that could have a little bit of a different record than what they do?
Well, there's no doubt about that. If you just look at the scores, as I showed them today, you know, the scores of the football games and the opportunity they had to lead in some of these games that they lost. And our guys understand it's the National Football League. They know that, less than 50% of the games or over 50% of the games are decided by 7 points or less, you know, as of last weekend. I don't know what this weekend's results were. So our guys understand that, and they know how close each football game is and what each possession means.
That's Marvin Lewis, the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, his teleconference yesterday with the members of the Cleveland media. Mike Pettine will talk to the media today in about 90 minutes from now. We'll hopefully get an update. Rumors are out there that Johnny Manziel might be starting on Thursday. According to Rand Getland, it's a possibility that he might be starting, that the Browns are prepping him for a possible start on Thursday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. I can tell you one thing from Marvin Lewis. Marvin Lewis has not forgotten what the Browns did 1 year ago in Cincinnati on Thursday night. And he has not let his team forget about it, and his team is going to be ready to play. And let's hope that the Browns are likewise ready to go, albeit a bit banged up. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you your grades from the Arizona game, around the league, after further review, all that and more on a Tuesday. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.